大家好。
Hi everyone。
你好。今天这个题目是说在世上你们有苦难。
The title for today is In this world you will have trouble。
是约翰福音十六章三十三节。
It is from John 16:33。
假如我说 John 3:16 你们都很熟悉对不对、
I know you're very familiar with John 3:16
可是 John 16:33 你们也应该熟悉
And I think you should be familiar with John 16:33
有多少人在你这一生的生命当中不管你有多年轻和年纪多大经过过苦难举一下手好吧
How many of you, no matter what age you are, have been through some kind of trouble? Please raise your hands.
Wow, 你们我们教会很幸运，有一半的人没有经过过苦难。
Wow, there's half of our church has never been through trouble.
在世上有苦难，这是一个我们大家也很熟悉的一句话。
We're familiar with this saying.That in this world you will have trouble.
我们应该不应该求说在世上没有苦难
Shall we pray that we will not face trouble in this world?
你们大家可以思想一下
You can think about that.
希望我们结束以后大家会得到一个答案
I hope in the end of the sermon we will find an answer.
苦难是好还是坏
Trouble is good or bad.
我们等一下也希望今天可以得到答案
I also hope we can find the answer to that.
今天我们特别选了一首诗谈到神未曾烟许天色长蓝刚刚我们唱过了
We just sang a hymn 43
The first one
God has not promised. Number 315.
God has not promised the skies are always blue. 可是神却曾应许，生活有力，行路有光亮，有光亮，做工得息，试炼得恩助，危难有赖，无限的体谅，不朽的爱。This is the.
But God had promised strength for the day, rest for labor, light for the way, grace for trials, help from above, and unfailing kindness, undying love.
不朽的、无限的喜量、不朽的爱，这是多么好的应许，要比没有苦难要好得多。
What great promise, and that's much better than.No trouble in the earth.
这就是为什么我今天想要跟大家分享这个题目。
And this is why I want to share this sermon with you today.
约翰福音十四章、十五章、十六章这三章经节是主耶稣在离开世以前所讲的对他门徒的教导。
John 14 through 16 is what Jesus taught his disciples before he left.
那么十六章三十三节是他讲到的最后一节。
16:33 is the last verse of his preaching.
十七章开始是主的祷告。
Starting with chapter 17 is the Jesus prayer.
那么为什么主耶稣说在世上你们有苦难
？But why does Jesus say in this world?You will have tribulation.
我们可以说这是主在临别的给我们的忠告。
We can say this is what Jesus wants to leave us with before he leaves.
我们知道主耶稣他那个时候的对象多半都是犹太人。
We know that the audience of Jesus, most of them were Jewish.
这些都是犹太的信徒接受了主耶稣跟随主耶稣的。
These were Jewish believers who followed Jesus.
那么主耶稣告诉他们，因为他们在这个犹太的会堂里面，因为成了主耶稣的门徒，会受到逼迫。
And Jesus told them that because they follow Jesus, they will suffer in the temples in the synagogues.
他们不但受到逼迫, 他们甚至会被排斥到会堂以外。
They will not only suffer from troubles, they will also be kicked out of the synagogues.
甚至于他们还会丧失生命为主殉道。
They can also even die for this.
所以16章第一节他就说, 我已将这些事告诉你们, 使你们不至于跌倒。 第二节, 人要把你们赶出会堂, 并且时候将到, 凡杀你们的, 就以为是侍奉神。
And that's why in verse 1 and 2 it says, I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God.
在他刚刚念的这我们念的经节里面, 不但告诉我们有苦难, 也告诉我们为什么有苦难。
In these two verses, it doesn't just say you will face tribulation, but why?
为什么要有苦难? 就是让我们在跟随主的过程中的属灵的生命的成长的过程中不会偏离了主道。
Why do we have tribulation? It is because on our journey with Christ, we will not stray away.
这是很重要的。
And this is very important.
那么你们可以想象得到, 也记得在第一世纪的门徒们所受到的苦难, 被殉道的, 像斯蒂凡, 这些人, 你们都念过, 对吧?
You can imagine, and you can also remember that in the first century, there were many Christians who faced troubles. For example, Stephen.
我们也听到从国内逃出来的以前的早期的这些传道人, 他们在国内以前被关起来所受到的逼迫。
We also know that for the missionaries who escaped out of China, that the troubles and the sufferings they faced while they were there.
我听到过一个传道人的见证, 他跟我们讲, 那是大概20年以前的事情, 他在中国被关在一个很小的一个房间里面, 这个房间里面, 他连躺都不能够躺下来。
I've heard a testimony that it was from 20 years ago, that this missionary, when he was locked up in the prison, there wasn't even enough room for him to lie down.
今天我们坐在这里很舒服。
And today, we're very comfortable sitting here.
有冷气。
There's air conditioning.
有漂亮的花。
There are nice flowers.
我们为主受过什么样的苦难?
What trouble have we faced for Christ?
我们会不会为了主受逼迫?
Will we face persecution for Christ?
有没有思想过?
Have you thought about that?
有没有体验过?
Have you experienced that?
虽然不能够跟 他们所受的这种痛苦能够比得上。
Even though we probably can't compare to the sufferings these people have faced.
但是在我们追随主的过程中, 可能也会受到多多少少一些困难。
But on our journey of following Christ, we probably will have faced troubles.
我很喜欢一个 可以说是传道人，也可以说是 Bible commentator the Matthew Henry.
I like evangelist and Bible commentator Matthew Henry.
他大概是在所谓的18世纪末期19世纪初期的一个很有名的牧师。
He was a very famous pastor in the 18th century.
假如你们有机会可以买到他有5个还是6个volume的 commentary, 那个非常好。
He has a very good set of 5 or 6 books of Bible commentary.
非常的跟我们属灵的生活灵修方面很实际的 帮助。
They're very good. It offers practical and devotional help.
他曾经说过这样一句话，我稍微把它用中文给他翻译一下哈。他说，基督徒是要出去宣告世上有平安，人与人要以善意相待。可是实际上呢，基督徒出去会遇到世上的困难，而且要被世人以恶意相待。那么这很难翻哈，我稍微把他的英文的翻译来稍微讲一下。Disciples are sent out to proclaim peace on earth and goodwill among men. Yet what they face is troubles in the world, but ill will among men. 所以我们可能会遇到是对基督徒来讲，假如一个人知道你是基督徒，他可能不会以善意相待。所以这是我们一个基督徒的怎么讲实际的环境 reality。
So this is the reality for Christians.
也就是我们不要忘记这一个苦难不但是我们要有的，也是神的旨意，神要我们有这些苦难。
But also remember, the troubles we face is not only the reality, it's also the will of God.
神在我们圣经里面，神的话语里面，看到有多少属神的人受到苦难。
In the scriptures, we have read how many people who have suffered for Christ.
可以想到有 Job.
Job.
有 Jacob.
Jacob.
有 Joseph.
Joseph.
The three J's, huh?
Three J's.
我们前是礼拜五晚上，天堂弟兄还谈到说雅各，因为他对在神里面神苦用苦难来试炼他。来装备他有二十年的时间，对不对？
From our Friday's Bible study, our brother Tian-Tang has taught us that our Jacob faced 20 years of trouble.
在新约里面，有哪一个人受过很多的苦难，为了主的缘故？
In the New Testament, who has faced a lot of troubles for the sake of Christ?
你们想到有什么人？
Who have you thought about?
使徒行传第九章的里面谈到神要找亚拿尼亚去给保罗，那时候他叫做扫罗施洗。那时候神对亚拿尼亚怎么讲？他说，他就是保罗，为我的名必须受许多的苦难。
So from Acts 9:15-16, the Lord sent Ananias, and the Paul suffered quite a bit.
我们来看一下保罗受了什么样的苦难。我们翻到哥林多后书第十一章。
Let's look at what kind of troubles Paul has faced. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23-28.
我们从23节我来念。这是保罗的话，保罗说，他们是基督的仆人吗？我说句狂话，我更是，我比他们多受劳苦，多下监牢，受鞭打是过重的，冒死是屡次有的，被犹太人鞭打五次，每次40减去一下，被棍打了三次，被石头打了一次，遇着船坏三次，其实他一共有四次啊，后来还有一次，一昼一夜在深海里，又屡次行远路，遭江河的危险，盗贼的危险，同族的危险，外邦人的危险，城里的危险，旷野的危险，海中的危险，假弟兄的危险，受劳碌，受困苦，多次不得睡，又饥又渴， 多次不得食，受寒冷，持身露体。除了这外面的事，还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。这是保罗为主所受的苦难。
So this is what Paul has suffered for Christ.
这些苦难是神的旨意。
These troubles or sufferings is the will of God.
是神的旨意发生在约伯身上，神的旨意发生在雅各身上，发生在约瑟身上，发生在保罗身上，也发生在你与我身上。
It is the will of God that these sufferings happen on Job, Jacob, Joseph, Paul, and you and me.
假如你没有受到苦难。
For example, if you have not suffered,
我觉得很可惜。
I think it's rare.
Very pity.
Pity.
你失去一个很好的机会。
You lost a very good opportunity.
失去什么机会？
What kind of opportunity?
我们来看一下。
Let's take a look.
从历史以来就有很多人，不管是哲学家也好，文学家也好，宗教方面的人也好，都在思想为什么人要受苦难。
From history, from the philosophers, the theologians and other people have thought about why people suffer.
没有多久以前，有一本很畅销的一本书，是一个犹太人的拉比 Krishna 写的一本书。
There was a very popular book that was written.
这本书的名字是为什么好人身上要受到坏的事情？ Why does bad things happen to good people?这本书非常畅行，尤其在医院里面。
This book was very popular, especially in the hospital.
这本书的题目很好。
The title of the book is very good.
里面的内容不一定很正确。
The content of the book is not.
尤其假如从神学的方面来看，不一定是很正确的观念。
It might not be correct from the theological point of view.
可是这本书的题目受那么多人的吸引，就让我们知道我们思想是什么。我们的思想是好人得好报，恶人得恶报。为什么好人得恶报？
Reason,
不合理。
The reason why this book is very popular is because it speaks to the heart of many people. And people often think good things happen to good people and bad things happen to bad people. And why does bad things happen to good people?
一个我很有一个我也很喜欢的一个牧师，他是 A.W. Tozer。
Another pastor who I like very much is Tozer。
他出生在美国这个 Pennsylvania 西部这个山区，很穷的家。
He was born to a very poor family in the western mountains in Pennsylvania。
他没有受过高中的教育，也没有受过大学的教育。可是他是一个神很重用的一个仆人。
He has never received a high school or college education, but he was very heavily used by God.
他写了好多书。
He has written many books.
有一本书我很喜欢，叫做《Pursuing of God》，追求神。假如你们有机会买的话，我希望买一本很小、很好的书。
There is a very little book by him I like very much, and I encourage you to buy. It's called
The Pursuing of God. 这本他讲的一句话很有意思。
There's a very interesting line by him.
他说啊，神要重用一个人以前，要先把这个人破碎到底。神家他这样说的。It is doubtful.God will greatly use a person unless he has hurt him thoroughly. 我们中国人有同样的话。
We Chinese have similar saying.
天将降大任于斯人也，必先劳其筋骨，苦其心志。 It's hard to translate. Don't bother. 是不是听过这句话没有？念过这句话没有？
Have you heard of the saying or read of the saying?
换句话说，苦难的目的是什么？是装备我们，来滋润我们。
In other words, what is suffering? It is to equip us and nourish us.
所以一个没有经过苦难的人，就好像一个，在我看来，就好像一个温室里的玫瑰，没有经过风吹雨打。
So for someone who has never experienced tribulation, it's like storms for roses in a greenhouse.
Without storm in the greenhouse, 没有经过风吹雨打，所以苦难来装备我们。
So the sufferings to equip us.
让我们可以在属灵的生命上有长进。
So we will grow in our spiritual lives.
让我们遇到苦难的时候不会逃跑。
So when we face trouble, we will not escape.
不会偏离了主的道。
We will not go off of the path with the Lord.
我不知道你们在侍奉主的生命当中有没有受到过一些挫折。
I don't know whether you have experienced troubles in your lives.
有没有受到别人的批评？
Have ever been criticized by other people?
有没有受到别人的误解？
Have you ever been misunderstood by other people?
有人的地方就有纷争。
Wherever there's men, there is conflict.
很难避免。
It's impossible to escape.
可是你假如这样想，这个当你受到这些困难的时候，你觉得你被人家误解的时候，你觉得你被人家 mistreated 的时候，这是一个锻炼你成长的机会。
When we face troubles, when we've been misunderstood or mistreated, it is an opportunity for us to grow.
我不是说你们可以出去找一个人随便批评他好让他成长啊，不要这样讲。
I'm not saying that you go find someone to criticize them.
可是当你被遇到这种经验的时候，不要忘记，这是神的旨意，神可能要开始用你。
But when you come to face a suffering like this, please don't forget that it is an opportunity for you to grow.
所以我们现在看到了，我们的生命中必定会有苦难，而且苦难对我们有好处。
So we have seen that we will face troubles, and it is good for us.
那么思想的第二个题目呢，就是说苦难来的时候，我们怎么来个应付
？So the second part, how do we face trouble?
主耶稣在约翰十六章三十三节也给了我们答案。
In John 16:33, Jesus gave us the answer.
所以这里就一节经节，你们答案很多，所以这一节经节非常的丰富。
In this only one verse, there are many answers.
那么这个我们主耶稣的计划。让我们怎么样应付苦难呢？我是用他的经节这里讲的，在我里面有平安，这是第一个。我们应付苦难是在基督里我们有平安。第二个是什么？你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
So according to Jesus' plan, there are two ways to face trouble.Number one is, in me you may have peace. And secondly, take courage. I have overcome the world.
我们来先看怎么样在主里面有平安，能够帮助我们对付苦难。
So let's first look at how in Jesus we may have peace and how that can help us.
主耶稣要我们有神的平安在我们里面。
Our Lord Jesus wants us to have peace in our hearts.
那么我们的平安一定要来自神。
But the peace must come from God.
因为唯有从神那里得来的平安才是真正的平安。
Only the peace that comes from God is the real peace.
可是我们要有神的平安，我们要借着主基督，我们要在主基督里才能够有神的平安。
In order to have peace from the Lord, we need to go through Jesus.
换句话说，我们要在基督里，要跟随基督，才能够有神的平安。
In other words, in Christ, we need to follow Christ in order to have peace from God.
因为有神的平安是永久的平安，是真的平安。
Because the peace from God is the eternal peace, it's a real peace.
比方说，你今天遇到一件困难。
For example, you faced some trouble today.
你绞尽了脑汁，花尽了办法，也把这件应付过去了。
You dealt with it with all your power.
事情过去以后，你有了平安。
Afterwards, you have peace.
一个礼拜以后，又有新的困难来了。
After a week, new troubles came.
你又要开始怎么样，绞尽你的脑汁，想尽你的办法来对付。
You have to use everything to deal with that again.
所以用我们自己想的办法，得不到永久的平安。
So with our own methods, we cannot receive eternal peace.
所以主耶稣说他是生命的活水，喝了他的永远不再渴。
So Jesus said, he is the life that if you drink from him, you will have eternal life.
我们来看一下这一个怎么拿到主耶稣的平安。怎么样拿到神的平安？那么我们从三节不同的经节里面，我们来看，看了以后，我们看看这个答案怎么样得到这个答案。第一个经节，我们翻到以赛亚书，以赛亚57:19。
So let's turn to Isaiah 57:19.
以赛亚53:19，以赛亚57章，不是53章，57:19，我来念。我造就嘴唇的果子，愿平安康泰归于远处的人，也于近处的人，并且我要医治他，这是耶和华说的。第二节经节我们往后翻，翻到何西雅书14:2。
The next verse is from Hosea 14:2.
当归向耶和华，用言语祷告他说，求你除尽罪孽，悦纳善行，这样我们就把嘴唇的祭代替牛犊献上。第三处的经节在希伯来书13:15。
The third verse is from Hebrew chapter 13 verse 15.
我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。这三节经节，你说这三节经节我们学到什么？这三节经节里面有一个相同的字句。
From these three verses, there is one commonality.
在以赛亚一开始就说，我造就嘴唇的果子。
From Isaiah, it says, I created the fruits on the lips.
在何西亚那里面谈到说，我们就把嘴唇的祭代替牛犊献上。嘴唇的祭，前面一个是嘴唇的果子，在这里是嘴唇的祭。
In Hosea it says the altar suffering of the lips.
在希伯来书谈到最后结束的时候说什么？嘴唇的果子。
In the end of the verse from Hebrew it says the people's the fruit on the lips.
所以你看到了，这个相同的是嘴唇的果子， the fruit of the lips. 什么是嘴唇的果子？
What does this mean?
是什么意思？就是说用我们的嘴向神感恩赞美。
It means to use our lips to give God our thanks and praises.
这是嘴唇的果子。
This is the fruit of the lips.
那么当我们遇到试探的时候，
So especially when we face troubles，
当苦难来的时候，
Or when difficult times come，
我们要用我们的嘴来赞美，来感谢。
We shall use our lips to give God praises and thanks.
这个跟我们一般的倾向不一样。
And this is not in line with our own need.
It's different from our natural tendencies. Naturally, 很自然的，困难来了，我们会怎么样？用我们的嘴唇干什么？啊？抱怨。我们不感谢，我们不赞美，我们用我们的嘴唇 complain.
So when we face trouble, our natural tendency is to complain, not to give praise and thanks.
甚至于怎么讲，我们诅咒主 curse， 是不是？
Or sometimes we curse.
所以当困难来了，我们现在学到一个功课，我们不要把我们的思想，把我们的注意力集中在困难本身。
So the lesson we learn is that when we face trouble, we should not
focus on the trouble. We should not focus on the trouble itself. 我们不要把我们的集中在问题本身，我们要把我们的注意力放在哪里？放在神身上。我们要把我们的注意力，把我们的思想来放在神身上。
We need to put our focus and mind on God Himself.
怎么样办？
How do we do it?
感谢。
Are we thanks?
赞美
and praise.
感谢神，赞美神，你让我这些事情发生在我身上。
We ought to thank and praise God for these things to happen to me.
因为我们知道这个机会来了，这个机会是神给我们一个机会。
Because we know that this opportunity came from God.
我记得我刚刚到美国的时候是1965年。
I remember when I first came to the United States, it was 1965.
在那个时候我刚刚进明大这个研究院。
That time I just came to the graduate school at the University of Minnesota.
我选的第一门的课，
The first course I registered.
是 crisis management, 就怎么样处理危机。
So it's crisis management, is how to manage crisis.
我那个教授一看到我进来，他说我进来很高兴。
When my professor saw me the first time, he said, I'm very happy today.
我们中间有一位中国的同学。
Among us, there is a Chinese student.
我听了这话，我心里面七上八下，不晓得我要遇到什么情形了。第一天，
When I first heard this on the first day, I was very angry. I didn't know what's going to happen to me.
他说，我请你这位同学到上面来。
He said, please come forward.
所以我就走上去了。
So I went up.
他说，你能不能把你们中国的字危机写出来？
He said, can you write the word crisis in Chinese?
所以我就写出来了。 Crisis英文是一个字，危机是两个字，对不对？
So I wrote it on the board.
那么我那个 professor 就说，这是什么呢？ 这是用英文讲，是 critical opportunity.
My professor said, this is critical opportunity.
所以危机, crisis, trials, tribulations, they are all critical opportunities. 是一个机会。
It's an opportunity.
这个机会让我们学习功课。
It's an opportunity for us to learn.
所谓的 crisis management 跟宗教没有关系。
So crisis management is nothing to do with religion.
是纯粹心理学方面的。
It is entirely has everything to do with psychology.
可是有宗教的含义。
But there's underlying meanings from religion.
这就是为什么危机来了，困难来了，我们要感谢，我们要赞美。
And that is why when troubles come, we praise and give thanks.
哎，这是我们应该对危机来的一个心态。
And that ought to be our mindset when we face.
因为这是我们的机会来了。
Because that's our opportunity.
我们学习的机会来了。
That's our learning opportunity.
我们成长的机会来了。
And that's our growing opportunity.
所以说。 造就嘴唇的果子，就是要用我们的嘴感谢神、赞美神，甚至于在危机来的时候、困难的时候，我们更要如此做。
That is why the fruit of our lips, we ought to give God the praises and thanks, and more so when troubles come.
不要把我们的集中力放在困难本身。
And do not put our focus on the troubles themselves.
你假如放在困难本身，你所想的就是失败，你所想的就是恐惧，你所想的就是要被压倒。
When we focus on the troubles, all we will think about are the terror, the failure.
所以我们要汲取神的平安。 神的平安就是要我们在危机的时候感谢神、赞美神，我们这样才能够汲取到神的平安在我们里面。So
that is why we need to pray for peace from God, so we can give thanks and give God the praises.
我很感谢 Chris 上个礼拜讲到，他时间比较短。I'm
very thankful for the short message by Chris last time.
所以今天我也尽量的想把时间缩短一点。So
I hope to do the same.
第二点就是说，耶稣说你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。The
second point, Jesus said, "Take courage, I have overcome the world."
这里面中文翻译跟英文翻译不太一样。Here
there's a little bit of a difference between the two different translations.
中文翻译第一句话说，你们可以放心。
In the first,
you don't need to translate that. 中文是说你们可以放心。那么英文的翻译有不同的，有的是说 be of good cheer， 有的是翻译 take heart， 有的是翻译 take courage， 不管你是 NIV 也好 ，New American Standard 也好 ，New King James Version 也好，有不同的翻译。可是用中文说，你们可以放心；用英文说，你们要有勇气，或者是要有这个好的一个心情，这个意思。那么我们说，放心也好。 有一个勇气也好，要有一个愉快的心情也好，这是指的是什么？
So take courage. What does that mean?
我们把这中文的翻译跟英文的翻译把它合在一起，我们可以学到一个属灵的功课。
So when we connect the sayings from the different translations, we can learn a lesson.
学一个什么功课呢？说虽然外在有困难有危机。
The lesson is, even though there are troubles outside.
但是我们心里面要放心，要有勇气，要有属神的喜乐。
But inside in our hearts, we must have good cheer and courage.
这是神的教导。
And that is a lesson from God.
也就是说，我们常常在这讲这个腓立比书四章四节，我们要随时喜乐 ，rejoicing always， 不管逆境或者是顺境。那么。罗马书也有这个方面的教导。
And there are similar teachings from Romans.
比方说，罗马书五章三节到四节。
For example, Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 4.
就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐。
It says,More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that sufferings produce endurance.
忍耐生老练。
And endurance produces character.
老练生盼望。
And character produces hope.
这个是保罗的教导。
And this is the teaching of Paul.
就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
Even when we suffer,We need to rejoice.
所以在患难中我们要放心，我们要有勇气，我们要有神的喜乐。
So in our sufferings we need to have good cheer and take courage.
因为我们知道这个患难 会给我们带来忍耐，会给我们带来老练，也会带来给我们带来盼望。
Because we know the sufferings will bring us endurance, character and hope.
那么主耶稣说他已经战胜了世界。
But our Lord Jesus said he has overcome the world.
这也就是我们放心的原因。
And that's the reasons why we can take good cheer.
主耶稣如何战胜这个世界？
How has Christ overcame the world?
我们有没有思想过？
How have we thought about that?
主耶四福音里面记载主耶稣在这个世上的事工。
The four gospels recorded the things Jesus did on earth.
我们思想一下，他让那一些夸口的人闭口。
Let us think that he told the people who speak to be quiet.
他让那些骄傲的人谦卑。
He shamed the wicked, or humbled the proud.
他让那一些邪恶的人感到羞耻。
He shamed the wicked.
他忍受了十字架上的痛苦。
He endured the sufferings from the cross.
主耶稣战胜那个世界是借着他在十字架上的牺牲。
And Christ overcame the world by dying on the cross.
我们刚刚说过约翰福音十四章十五章十六章是主耶稣要上十字架以前的教导。
I said before, from the gospel according to John chapter 14 through 16 is the teachingfrom Jesus before he went on the cross.
我们说是临别的忠告。
We say it's the most precious teaching.
主耶稣要离开了。
The Lord Jesus is leaving.
主耶稣的离开对门徒来说是痛苦的。
For the disciples, the Christ's departure is painful.
可是主耶稣如果不去，耶稣不死在十字架上，门徒们没有得到拯救，我们今天也没有得到拯救。
If Christ has not gone away from his disciples and died, he will not be able to save his own disciples or us.
所以他钉在十字架上的时候，他战胜了世界，所以他说成了。
So when he was nailed on the cross, he overcame the world and he said, "It is finished."
所以我们遇到苦难的时候，
so when we face sufferings,
我们要放心，
we need to be in good cheer.
我们要喜乐，
we need to rejoice.
因为我们要借着主耶稣所成就的一切受到了鼓励，
we need to use the accomplishment, what Jesus has done, use as encouragement.
所以使徒约翰说，在约翰一书里面他说，因为凡从神生的就胜过世界。
So in
for those who are born of God has overcome the world. 然后他说，使我们胜的世界的就是我们的信心。胜过世界的是谁呢？不是那信耶稣神儿子的吗？不是那信耶稣是神的儿子的吗？所以主不错，主耶稣基督胜过了世界，因为我们是从神生的，所以我们也胜了世界。
That Jesus overcame the world, and because we came from God, we have also overcame the world.
基督徒的目标是哪里？
What's the goal of Christians?
我们要去哪里？
Where do we go?
我们要去天堂。
We go to heaven.
人与天堂之间的中间是什么？
What's the what's in between men and heaven?
什么会阻拦我们到天堂？
What can prevent us from going to heaven?
就是这个世界。
It is this world.
主耶稣战胜了这个世界。
Christ has overcame the world.
我们也战胜了这个世界。
We have also overcame the world.
那么这世界上还有任何的苦难能够征服我们吗？
And are there anything, any troubles in this world can stop us?
今天我给大家选的宣召的时候是选的诗篇四十六篇。
Today I chose the call to worship is Psalm 46.
我们开始唱的诗歌是选的诗歌第十四首，马丁路德所写的。
I've also chosen the hymn written by Martin Luther, hymn number 14.
据说马丁路德就是因为诗篇四十六篇所给他的启示跟感动，让他写出我们唱的诗篇第十四篇。
I've heard that the Martin Luther was touched by Psalm 46 and he wrote hymn number 14.
所以我们可以看到马丁路德对神的信心跟寄托。
So we can see the confidence and that Martin Luther has from God.
整个的这个我们唱的诗歌十四首，就是赞扬主我们的神有足够的能力，能够帮助我们遇到应付一切的困难。
The hymn number 14 basically sums up that it extols the adequacy of God in facing tribulation.
所以在人生有艰难有考验的时候，我们要放心，我们要有在神里面的喜乐，我们要有在神里的盼望。
So in life when there's sufferings and tests, we need not to worry, but to have confidence and to have hope.
在这个十九世纪，有一个芝加哥一个人，他名字叫的 Sanford。
In 19th century in Chicago, there is a person named Stafford.
他据说是一个律师。
He was a lawyer.
可是是一个很虔诚的属神的人。
And he is also a very devout Christian.
他也很会理财。
He is very good at managing money.
他没了很多的投资。
He made a lot of investments.
那么他的一些财产在芝加哥大火的时候1871年烧掉了。
A lot of his things were burned in the Chicago fire.
然后他儿子也死了。
His son also died.
两年以后，他的太太带了四个女儿到英国去参加一个宗教复兴的聚会。
Two years later, his wife took his four kids went to England for a religious reform.
在到英伦海峡之前出了事情，他太太没有死，可是四个女儿死了。
There was an accident that all four of his kids died and his wife was alive.
一年以后 Sanford 跟他的太太回到那个英伦海峡的地方。
A year later, Stafford and his wife went back to the site of the accident.
写了一首很有名的诗歌。
And he wrote a very famous hymn.
我心灵得安宁。
And it is well with my soul.
他说平安有时如平静河环绕我，悲伤有时如大风浪。
He said, when peace, like a river, attendeth my way, when sorrows, like sea billows roll.
不论如何环境，我已经被主引领。
Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say.
我心灵得安宁。
It is well with my soul.
在那种环境下，他可以写这样子的诗歌。
Under that kind of circumstances, he wrote these words.
我们请 Chris 带我们唱，大家一起起立。
Let us stand and sing hymn
number 425.
第四百二十五首。
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well.Christ hath regarded my heart.
Standing for the benediction.
请我们, 受祝福。
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
愿主基督耶稣的恩惠,
the love of the Father,
神的慈爱,
and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵的感动,
be with each and every one of you as you go forth.
常与众,
from this time forth until forevermore.
从今时直到永远。Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy.
Seated and will be dismissed after a silent prayer.
默祷后散会。